Random House Audio presents The Billionaire's Vinegar, The Mystery of the World's Most Expensive Bottle of Wine by Benjamin Wallace. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris. The Billionaire's Vinegar. A hush had come over the West Room. Photographers' flashes strobed the standing room only crowd silently, and the lone sound was the crisp voice of the auctioneer. To the world, Michael Broadbent projected a central casting British cool, but under the bespoke suit, he was practicing a kind of mind control that calmed him in these situations. The trick was to focus narrowly, almost autistically, on numbers. Lot number, number of bidders, paddle numbers, bid steps. Even after all these years, he still found it bracingly creative to conjure excitement out of a heap of dirty old bottles. No matter how many of them the 58-year-old Broadbent might see, he retained his boyish sense of marvel at the longevity of wine. Inert antiques were all very well, but there was magic in old wine, a mysterious and wonderful alchemy in something that could live and change for 200 years and still be drinkable. Auctioneer was Broadbent's most public role, but it was only one of his distinctions in the wine world. In London, he cut a familiar figure, pedaling to work each day on his Dutch lady's bicycle with basket, legs gunning furiously, a Trilby hat perched on his head. Often he was elsewhere, and he kept up a brutal schedule. As founding director of the Christie's wine department, he had spent the last two decades crisscrossing the planet, cataloging the dank and dusty contents of rich men's cellars, tasting tens of thousands of fine wines, and jotting his impressions in slender red hardcover notebooks. Those unassuming scribblings amounted to the most comprehensive diary of wine ever recorded. That diary now consisted of 60 of the...